Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Here we go. Let's get you caught up with all the latest celebrity news from overnight. Chantel's here with Dana's Dirt.
I am. All right. So my boy Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg.
Don't call him that.
Why? My boy or Marky Mark?
Marky Mark.
So he actually just found out at the age of 49 that he is allergic to almost everything. And he posted a picture on Instagram of his back.
I saw that picture. He's got welts everywhere, rashes.
I know. But even Chris Pratt had something to chime in on, of course, right? So he's like, I'm no doctor, but based on the information near the puncture marks, I'm saying you're allergic to getting poked by needles.
Puncture mark. Oh, because, yeah, he was tested so many times.
Oh, his whole back.
Poor guy. How do you live almost 50 years, you know, of your life without knowing that you're allergic to grass or pollen or pine nuts or something,
everything.
I mean, everything.
It's awful. Wow. So Carl Reiner died on Monday night. He was 98 years old, and he was the genius behind The Dick Van Dyke Show, The Jerk, and The 2,000-Year-Old Man with Mel Brooks. So he was also Rob Reiner's father, and many celebrities are paying tribute.
Absolutely.
So we have Steve Martin, Dick Van Dyke, George Clooney, Mel Brooks. Everyone is just...
I mean, he's a legend.
Yeah.
You know his son from All in the Family? Meathead, they called him on the show and everything. And those two are tight, they seem. So, yeah, that's a big loss. I mean, lived a full life, but, you know, definitely lost a big one with Carl Reiner.
Absolutely. But earlier this year, Sia announced that she adopted two teenage boys. But now, not only is she a mother, she is now a grandmother.
Wow, look at her coming full circle.
I know, but she also, they're calling her Nana right now, or Nana, one of the two.
Right.
But she is not happy with this name.
She wants a different name.
She wants a different name. So get this, she wants to be called Lovey.
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 Hello, Lovey, like from Gilligan's Island, Lovey.
Lovey. Okay. I'm like, I don't think I would ever call my grandmother that.
I don't think I would ever call my grandmother that either. I don't care if you are Sia. That's just strange.
And now, the Morning Mix presents...
Kids Smarts!
Let's meet our kid.
Hi, my name is Amariah, and I am 7 years old. I live in Fern Park, and I'm going into second grade. I like to swim and skate.
Here we go. Let's play Kid Smarts. We've got Michelle and Coco going to be our player this morning. Welcome to the game, Michelle. First question for our kid this morning is how many rings are there in the Olympics symbol in the logo?
I think they'll get it.
She's going to know. What's the answer, kiddo?
Four.
Four, five. Just missing one. Close. You got a half a point. Next one. How did Prince Charming wake up Snow White?
Oh, she'll get this.
What's the answer?
Gave her a kiss.
Yes, she said kind of bashfully. All right, final question. What is another word for a twister? What is a twister?
I think she'll get this.
What's the answer?
A tornado.
Yeah, nice job. Hey, for you, Michelle, you just got a $50 gift card to Bonefish Grill. Thanks for playing Kid Smarts with us.
Mix 105.1.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy.
And now we're going to share some good news.
Yvonne Rodriguez of Orlando, she's got some good news. $100 gift card to Winn-Dixie. Every cent donated to Folds of Honor, which Winn-Dixie is paired up with, provides a brighter future for the legacies of fallen and disabled service members through education. Love the fact that they're doing that. So
absolutely.
We'll have more gift cards for you again tomorrow, same time. All right, I'm going to start you off with some good news. And like Dana said last week, there's no reason why we can't share personal good news, right?
That is true.
After a several month battle of cancer that my stepmom has been going through, and haven't really talked about it very much, and it was pretty darn aggressive in a very rare form, she found out yesterday, and today's my dad's birthday, so he got a little bit of an early birthday present, but the final scans came back, the final tests, and I'm proud to say that my stepmom is 100% cancer-free.
That's amazing.
She kicked its butt. She is a strong woman. I'll tell you what, she's bald as a lick and beautiful as ever and a great smile and never once complained, had a bad attitude. She's just...
Wonder Woman.
She's a rock. She is. She's
seriously
unbelievable.
Wonder Woman.
So congratulations to
her. Absolutely.
Happy birthday, Pops. What do you have, Chantel?
So three kids got the surprise of a lifetime because their artwork showed up on giant billboards in New York City.
Whoa.
So what happened here was Shutterfly chose from 450 works of art submitted by children to create thanks for service frontline workers.
Right.
And so these kids are just... like some of them live in New York, and they're just like, oh my gosh, that's my drawing.
Walking down Times Square, and all of a sudden, there it is on the side of a skyscraper, just like huge billboard.
It's probably much better than mine, too, to be honest with
absolutely.
You. I can't draw.
No, that's so cool for those kids.
This is a designated good news area. No downers, no frowners, Missy. You hear that?
This is Mix 105.1.